Colonel Kevin Kennedy is the 28th Bomb Wing commander at Ellsworth Air Force Base. He says the funds saved by cutting back on training hours will be used to maintain other resources that are assigned to combat. Kennedy says cutting back on B-1 training over the next 6 months will mean some pilots will lose their flight qualification, and the overall B-1 fleet will take longer to gear up for combat down the road.
Bottom line, though, this is something that we need to do to ensure that we continue to be ready for the fight downrange. We need to make sure that we don't hollow out our force, and that when you say a squadron is combat ready, it's combat ready.
The Air Force is cutting 45,000 training hours nationwide. Kennedy says he does not know how much money will be saved by the B-1 stand down or how many flight hours will be cut at Ellsworth overall. Base officials did, however, say on average it costs over $14,000 per hour to fly a B-1 in fuel alone. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.